Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and Allegra.
C-I-P-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Ringo, a small dog owner.
I'm Renee Culver, a big dog owner. On the boards is our producer, Alexis Preston.
Hello!
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. You guys, happy hat day to you and yours.
Thank wow. you.
National Hat Day.
That's why I parked at a meter, because I knew they wouldn't charge me today. It's National Hat Day.
Oh, boy. Alexis, what are we going to do when she has a ticket? She's going to go out. There's going to be a ticket. She's going to be wearing her stupid hat. So she's going to be making a scene while wearing that dumb hat.
And
it's going to be very embarrassing for everybody involved. But it's hat day.
Who cares? Cut loose.
Can you imagine if all of those like little holidays actually got you a parking ticket?
That would be like such a better world.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be great? I also know it wouldn't work, but I would want to send in all my parking tickets by being like, oh, sorry, you're goof. It was hat day.
Yeah. So. It was National Hat Day.
Yeah. It was National Friend Day. I was with a friend.
Yeah. Actually, it was quesadilla day. I was having a quesadilla. So this is particularly offensive. Thank you.
Yeah, they only work if you are participating actively in the holiday.
Yeah, and they have parking enforcement like watching you.
Exactly. Well, she was wearing a hat.
Is that a hat? 10-gallon hat. Is that a toque?
You just leave a note on your windshield. I'm wearing a hat.
Right.
I bring this up, though, for dog hats.
Oh.
I know where we all stand if we don't want our dogs to be uncomfortable, but the hats in particular are...
Now, how's Tugboat with a hat?
Oh, terrible.
Oh, really?
Real bad. He was gifted a sheriff hat from Steven.
That's true.
And it had to be one Mississippi toot to get the photo before he took his little paw up there.
Yeah,
to
that makes sense.
Get out there. He'll wear a shirt, but not a hat.
Interesting. Now, when's National Shirt Day?
Great question. Oh. I mean, I'm mostly asking for parking purposes, but then also for Tug.
For both, yeah.
Tug
does look good in a shirt, especially a human shirt.
Yeah, real sharp. No, okay, I have, this is a cry for help and a call for let me know if you've seen it.
Sure.
I wanted to get Tug's picture taken with Santa.
All
but
right.
all of the little outfits, the like the tie or the suit or whatever is on his back.
Uh-huh.
So it wouldn't show up. But there was one, I guess Martha Stewart for just a second had a dog line of clothing.
Oh.
And there is, if you go online, I wanted a a tie and a vest situation.
Oh.
In the front
so
for dogs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I can't find it anywhere.
Really?
Except for this Martha Stewart thing that is now discontinued.
Can you just put a human vest on
him? I was thinking, yeah. Or like, do we know anybody who makes that? Because they just, you know, when he's sitting up,
yeah.
I just want it to look like he got real dressed up for the party.
Yeah, a tie or a bow tie?
A bow tie.
Okay, interesting.
Ooh, either. I'll take either.
Okay. I'm surprised that you can't find this.
Me too.
Me too. It sounds like it'd be very findable.
Classic.
Wait, and maybe I Googled the wrong thing. Am I spelling vest wrong?
You know what, though? There's a lot of dog things and things in general in life that you think that'll be easy to find, and it's just not the case.
Right. You can't find it for love or money. Yeah. So. And I offered a lot of love. I'm like, I would love you so much if you please give this to me.
And some money.
Yeah. listeners, honestly, I am not on Twitter anymore, but I'm on Instagram. So if you guys know about this, DM me and let me know where I can find a front-facing tie-in vest situation.
And this is for next Christmas.
just for formal affairs that I need to take him to. And
Valentine's
I guess also
Day is coming.
A shirt involved. So it's got like a shirt and then the
cummerbund.
Ties.
Oh my.
The ties on the shirt and then there's a vest on top of it.
All right.
I just think
now, would
cute.
You accept like that thing that's like a t-shirt of that? Do you know what I mean? That thing that like bros wear?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
I appreciate that. I thank you for that. Because I always think that's a look at me type of, of deal. Of just like, well, somebody's here for attention.
Right,
But an actual dressing up was just like, no, I'm taking this event seriously.
Yes, okay, I see what you're going for now.
Yeah,
I understand.
Okay.
Well, great. So middle school me had one of those, but it was like the punk rock version where the top of the boat, the like tie was a little skull, and I got very embarrassed for young me just now. That's good.
I got very cool for you just now.
Thank you.
That's super cool. Projecting into the future, Cats, the Smash Hit musical, is coming into town.
Oh, right.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. Listen, so I think it's on the docket. Lex and I were talking about it. I think we're going to do a field trip.
Yeah.
To review cats.
Yeah.
Just the dogs that are
there
in
are
it.
There are dogs in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
exactly.
That's true.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think there was a day in high school where I wasn't wearing a musical theater shirt. And the cat shirt, the eyes glue in the dark.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
cute.
One.
Yeah. There was one. No, this was my phantom shirt. The phantom shirt also glow in the dark.
I had a phantom shirt too.
You did?
Yeah.
And I would often stop makeout sessions to be like, look at my shirt.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is whoa. A cool move.
Thank you. They left pretty soon after that. Understandably.
I didn't have any glow-in-the-dark shirts. I feel like such a loser.
No,
I'm a very sweatshirt. Cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
A big or cool. little phantom?
It's the... Oh, gosh.
To take up the whole... Because there were two. There was one that was just like on the top.
I
had both. There was one on the top, the top right
did.
Corner and one that like filled up the whole shirt.
I think it was little and I think on the back it said, open up your mind, let your fantasies unwind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
What did you say on the back, Ray? Same thing?
Nerd alert.
Really good stuff.
Yeah,
really
yeah,
good
you know,
stuff
you know.
That I'm proud of.
Oh, my God, you guys. I feel like I should have had this, though. I'm sorry. I didn't
no, you're just a cool... You've been cool your entire life.
Yeah, I was really into Scott. It was really cool. It was so cool. I had a sweatshirt of the Hippos, a band no one has heard of.
Yeah.
But I thought that was cool at the time.
It probably was.
It was very cool.
My brain won't let me believe that you've given up, Scott. There was some holiday music that was just all Scott, and I was just like, I gotta tell Legs.
Yes.
So you would have liked it?
I don't know. I would have liked it in a nostalgic way.
Okay.
It's the kind of thing when I listen to it now, I'm like, I don't really love it, but I like the like nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you skank?
Oh, yeah. I skanked all over town. That's dancing to ska, for those of you not
yes.
in the know.
It's also, so fun. Skank is a very funny name for a dog.
Yeah,
that is funny.
True.
That's why you just dance into ska all the time.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it
and
is.
And he has a checkered collar.
Yeah.
Guys, ska was so fun.
Let's bring it back. 2019, bring ska back.
The time.
Oh,
the
my
time
God.
Has
that
come.
Would be perfect. Timely. A very timely bring ska back campaign.
Very funny.
That's yeah. all we're doing this whole podcast.
Great. Okay. That's, we thought we were going to be a litigious podcast, but turns out we're a platform for ska.
God. What if like that's what we turned into in 2019? What a weird development.
I don't know. I guess they're like a weird suing ska band.
Do they talk about dogs anymore?
I can't tell.
Yeah. Who's to say? Do we have any dog news? Or are we just talking ska the whole time?
We got a lot of dog stuff. So
okay.
Those are the three of you who are still listening. Don't panic. Okay, we have a dog Alexis met. A very good dog Alexis met.
Mm-hmm.
We have some very good dog news.
Yes.
And we have some dog science as well. Plus a My Mutt Minute from Charlie and Rhodey.
We're in for a real treat.
Let's do it.
Let's get into it.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Okay. So I met a dog in the best way I've ever met a dog,
okay.
which is across the room at a restaurant.
Yes. Proud of you.
Thank you. So I was eating and it was like there weren't that many people there, to be fair. And it was a very casual like in between breakfast and lunch. So there wasn't a lot going on. But there was a dog across the room and the girl was holding it. And I kept just obviously looking at it.
Of course.
It was very cute because it had like the permanent tongue out thing.
Great.
And I was like, I can't stop. Like I have to look at this dog. It's being so funny.
Right.
Eventually, I just went, what kind of dog is it? Across the room. And then she went, it's a Chihuahua Pom.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, it was so cute. Which it's not even normally the type of dog I gravitate
yeah,
towards.
Yeah, it's not necessarily
so
your vibe.
Funny. No. But and then she said it had a stroke and that's
aww.
Why its tongue
right.
was doing that, which we were still just fully just talking about her dog across the room.
Is this indoors or outdoors?
Indoors.
Oh, wow.
Oh, indoors.
Is this a, what kind of establishment? We're like coffee shop we're working with?
It's Square One, so both.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know a place.
Yeah.
This is
oh,
great.
No. That's yeah. No, I think they're known for yelling about dogs.
Yeah, you got
that's
it,
that's
right?
where you got to do it.
Yeah.
It's like a hip brunch spot.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't remember its name, which is driving me insane. She definitely told me. But it was very sweet because also then another patron in the restaurant was like, you know, I used to have a similar type of dog. And so there were just three of us just kind of across the room yelling about it.
Alexa, she's starting a revolution.
Right?
This is the best. This
yeah.
is the absolute best way to meet a dog.
Yeah.
This is the kind of restaurant decor I'm looking for. this is the type of manner I need.
Yes.
I am so proud of you.
Yeah.
That's
thank you. And as she left,
great.
She left like because she was done before me and she went, well, see you later. And we clearly didn't know how to end it because it was across the room. So how do you like?
Oh, we you have to say bye at that point. Yeah. It's too much.
And the Chihuahua Pom is hanging out in her arms in a bag.
And what I really appreciate, it was in her arms. And then as she was leaving, she put together, she had like a little, the dog satchel, like
dog Bjorn. Yeah.
And was like, and she was like, it's so embarrassing. I was like, no, it's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Fantastic.
That's so sweet.
Why would you have anything else?
Yeah.
I think I've griped about this before, but those are not available for larger dogs is truly maddening.
Think how buff you would get if you just carried
Tug around. If I just hiked up old Fryman with Tuggy and a Bobby. Yeah.
Insane thing to see is like, because I don't know if you guys know this, Renee is not very tall.
He's about my height. He's about my size.
Yeah, I was like, you carrying a similarly sized dog and a baby Bjorn is so funny.
It's got to be. Okay, I guess two things. One, I need a shirt, a tie, a vest, front facing so that he is prominently displaying his outfit in large doggy baby Bjorn as I hike up Fryman.
Oh my gosh, this is a lot.
I love it.
Got a lot of tasks in 2019.
Yeah, but we're up for it. We're still, got some vim and vigor to them. If we were to present this next week, forget it.
No, don't even try going into February, right. But right now that's fine. Oh my God, Alexis, so good.
Yeah, right? Real proud of you.
And if you're shy, just yell across the room. It's going to go
great.
Gotta
do. Yeah. What are we working with here? What dog are you?
So cute.
Great. Okay, you guys, I have awesome dog news.
Please, go
ahead. Would you like to hear it? So this has been a long time coming. But as of January 1st, California is the very first state to require all pet shops only have rescue dogs.
So good.
And not only so rescue cool. dogs, but rescue animals in general.
Yes, so cool.
Which is incredible. Now, I knew that this was coming. I didn't know how long this took to have. Let me just give you a few statistics real quick. So it's called the Pet Rescue and Adoption Act, was originally introduced by Assembly Member Patrick O'Donnell and signed into law by California Governor Jerry Brown in October 2017.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it takes that long.
Yeah, it took us a second to get it to actually take. Obviously, it's a big win because it's a big win.
Yeah.
One of the stats I didn't know about is that we're spending over $250 million in shelter fees as taxpayers.
Wow.
So it's going to theoretically help with that. And then something that's required by the pet stores is they have to give the records and the information of where they got this dog.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So it's got to be like from this rescue or this shelter or whatever.
That's such great news.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. California.
Because I don't know if I've ever explained this. Growing up, my parents owned a pet shop.
Really?
Yeah. And they did not have dogs or cats because my father was on the board of the Humane Society. And he was like, if you want a dog or cat, go to the Humane Society.
That's where you go for that.
Come to pet stores for those.
Yeah.
And so growing up, I didn't actually know that pet stores even sold them. Like, I thought that was a normal thing. And then I would go and be like, what? I don't know if I love this.
Yeah.
It feels very like, well, it's crazy because that was definitely within our lifetime.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that as kids, but now I'm like, what? That sounds so old fashioned now.
The amount of crying that would happen if I wasn't allowed to go into the pet store when we went to the mall.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? True.
Yeah. Those were bizarre.
Yeah.
It sounds like a different time, but it's like, that wasn't that long
ago. It wasn't too long. So I guess the thing that I was just thinking of was like, this will be great. I'm so glad that that's back. But then I hope everybody does a little renovation where it's just free range. Pups hanging out instead of like the window cages stuff.
You got dogs, cats, iguanas, pigs.
Yeah.
They're all in here.
There it is. But I think Barking Bitches is a good place to look at.
So good.
If you're thinking, oh, now that I can do that, and you live in California.
Oh, that is such a fun place.
Take yourself on over to Barking Bitches. Because that, we've talked about it multiple times, but for new listeners, it's a place here in Los Angeles that it is a dog store with free range dogs running all over the place.
So good.
Magical.
All like big and small, and when you go in, you're just greeted by this like gigantic, diverse herd of dogs. It's so much fun.
Amazing. They do such
a
good job.
They're all adoptable.
Over there.
Yeah. They're so sweet.
Yeah. So with me, isn't that fun?
That's
isn't
so that good.
Good. The only thing I don't like is how long it took to actually put into practice.
That's
true.
But I'm like very proud of California for being the first state to enact this.
Yeah, now we're up and running.
Yeah. Wow.
Yay. Good work, California.
Hey, it's Jesse, the host of Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. I'm coming to Portland, Oregon. We're going to be doing a very special live episode of Bullseye, my NPR interview show. It's taking place Friday, February 15th at Revolution Hall. What are you going to see if you go? to Portland, Oregon to see this show. You will see me live on stage talking with folks like Corin Tucker from Slater Kinney, director Lance Bangs, writer Bill Oakley, Simpsons legend. We will also have live music from Roseblood and live comedy from Katie Wen. It's going to be a blast and a half. It's also part of a big podcast festival called Listen Up Portland. Tons of other great podcasts are playing at it too. Our pals the Doughboys, among others. So, again, that's Friday, February 15th at Revolution Hall in Portland, Oregon, 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Get them at listenupportland.com. And thanks.
Dead Pilot Society brings you exclusive readings of comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Patton Oswalt.
So the vampire from the future sleeps in the dude's studio during the day, and they hunt monsters at night. It's Blade meets the Odd Couple.
Adam Scott and Jane Levy.
Come on, Corey. She's too serious, too businessy. She doesn't know the hokey pokey.
Well, she'll learn what it's all about.
Busy Phillips and Dave Koechner.
Baby, this is family.
My Uncle Tell, who showed his wiener to Cinderella at Disneyland, is family. Do you want him staying with us?
He did stay with us for 3 months.
And he was a delight.
A new pilot every month, only on Dead Pilot Society for maximum fun.
Can I Pet Your Dog is supported in part by ZipRecruiter. You know what's smart? Kicking off 2019 by planning out which roles you need to hire for. And you can start by using the smartest way to hire, which is ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the right people for you and actively invites them to apply. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/petyourdog. If you love this show your support to it and ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/PETYOURDOG. All right, guys, are you ready for some dog science?
Yes.
Always?
Always. Great. 100%. That's the only reason I came today.
Okay, good. It's at your house.
There's not time. I'm leaving. I'm going to my room.
And it's just me and Alexis out here eating our donut holes. Yeah. We do have donut holes.
No, I want to be clear. Renee and I have donut holes, yeah. And then Renee bought specifically for Allegra full donuts because her birthday was recently.
That's true. We didn't properly celebrate your birthday, birthday month. And almost consciously, I was like, oh, I wonder if the listeners are like, yeah, we get it. It's been 4 years now. We know when your birthdays are. Stop. But yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
To you on January 4th.
Thank you.
We're going to get to your dog sites in a second. Hey. Was I so adamant about it that I wouldn't show up? Unless you did it, and now am I postponing the segment?
Yeah.
Of course. Do these not make sense? Yes. But occasionally, somebody will get you something for your birthday, and then everybody gets a bite, and you don't get very much of it. I hate that. So Alexis and I are sitting in the corner with our donut holes. Yeah. And Allegra got a half dozen regular donuts.
I thought Renee meant she bought me a donut. No, she bought me a half dozen donuts to myself, and I'm not allowed to share them with rest of the people here.
Exactly. Alexis reached in. I slapped her hard, gagging.
I like sprinkles.
Well, you can't have them.
Wait until your birthday. Wait, for the record, though, so I don't have to buy you a half dozen, what kind of donut do you like?
I love sprinkles.
I also love
chocolate. I love sprinkles or chocolate frosted.
All right.
But you got me both, so great. Yeah, yes, you can just buy me one next year.
The lady at the counter knew how high the stakes were.
I hope so.
We got to get this right. So.
Guys, it's Allegra's birthday. And that's it for dog science. Oh, our poor listeners. Our poor sweet dear listeners.
I know. God bless you guys.
Okay, you guys, we're getting to the science part for real. Yep. Now, I don't want to blow everyone's mind, but this is from a cuteness.com article by Chrissy Howard. And yes, I made her write this. Thank you, Chrissy, for providing us with all this information. Okay, so we all pretty much know that most dogs tilt their heads in response to sounds.
Yes.
Right? Does Tug do this?
This is the cutest thing in the world.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, a separate topic. Why is it so cute? I don't know. There's something so cute about it. I think because it's like a little bit human.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you?
Yeah, they're are you sure?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think because they look interested in something that's not interesting.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And it's like, and it's cute because it's just so inquisitive. It's like, you don't say.
Well, I don't. Okay. All right.
I'm listening. Yeah. Okay. So did you know what we don't really know why they do this?
Well, I'm glad we brought it up then.
Yeah, I know. Well, but there's a bunch of theories.
No, you guys chill. I got a segment. lots of information. It'll be fine. I can go for hours.
I'm no asking clue. You, why did I do this? That's the scientific method. Okay, but yes. Hang on. We have a bunch of theories.
Okay.
And they have science behind them, so cool your jets. But we don't have like one specific. I wish, look, this is everything dog also. Let me tell you, as now the editor of a pet site, I wish there were more answers, you guys. Everything is, we don't know. Here's a bunch of experiments we've done.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe.
But we have some. Okay. We have some theories, and I want you guys to tell me which one you think is right.
Okay.
Okay, so number one theory, a close bond. So some behaviorists think that some dogs tilt their heads when their owners speak to them because they have a close bond with that person, and so they are seeking to understand what a human is attempting to communicate. Okay. So that would mean that like they would mostly do it with their owners or people that are very close to them.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Is that a duh one?
Yeah. Well, no, I just feel like somebody who was just like, yeah, I'm pretty great. I feel like this is because he's interested in me.
Well, but that's not what they're saying, right? Okay, they're saying it's a close bond. They're not saying necessarily he's interested in what some rando is saying, right? Right.
Sure.
They're saying this is maybe specifically done with people they feel close to, so they're putting extra effort into understanding what they're saying.
All right. Right?
The other duh one is curiosity may signify interest. So this is, I think, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Obviously, it signifies interest or curiosity over a sound they're not familiar with. Hence, that's why a lot of dogs tilt their heads when they hear weird noises on TV or the radio, or you can see a lot of dogs, you know, in response to a sound they're not familiar with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that might be it. It's also possible that the dog just trains themselves by association. So if you maybe tilted his head one time and you went, oh, it's so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Then they just do it again and again over and over.
Yes.
Because they like you rewarded it with positive attention. But here's the one. Okay. Well, I don't want to give
away. I mean, that one definitely 100% yes.
Yeah, you
I've
think
seen
so?
With everything I... Yeah, yeah. Now I just have to like really be careful of what I say is great.
I know.
Because he's just like, oh, you like that, do you?
I know. Right. Yeah. They learn really fast, you guys. Yeah. Okay, here's the one that I think is really the most interesting. It's about vision. So some dog experts believe that the head twist might actually be in an effort to see better. So dogs with long muzzles are generally better able to see things far away thanks to the shape of their faces.
Okay.
Some behaviorists theorize that when dogs tilt their heads, they may be doing so in an attempt to move their nose out of their field of vision.
Aww.
An ill-fated attempt. But
oh, that one's my favorite. I like that
cute,
one.
Right?
That one. I picked that one. Yeah.
That's the one. Okay.
I was going to guess it was something like, are they just trying to hear differently? Like they turn their head to be like, what?
Right. Can I hear from this side?
Right. Yeah.
From this side. Yeah.
But that is way cuter.
I like the eye one
like
a lot.
One the best?
Yeah, okay, that one's my favorite.
I like that one the best too. Here's the only thing.
Are you guys seeing a nose when you look at this? Are we all seeing a big nose in the way of what we're trying to
this
look at?
This is weird. I know. But here's the thing is that pugs and other flat-faced dogs also
do
tilt their heads. So it doesn't totally explain everything.
Right.
But I don't know. That's my favorite theory, though, still, isn't it?
So cute. Yeah, I mean,
funny.
I can see my
nose.
My
dog
in my
doesn't
vision.
Have a nose, and he doesn't. So keep going with your theories. Sorry,
I interrupted. No. I was just thinking, like, I see mine in my way. If you start to notice it,
that's true. Yeah.
Maybe they see.
No, there, we're all tilting our heads.
Also, I can't stop seeing my nose, and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Question.
Listening.
Because not just dogs do this.
I think
who else does this?
Humans,
like I've seen like squirrels do it. You know what I mean? Like they're not right, or am I crazy?
Sure, no, you might be right.
Am I just thinking of cartoons?
Yeah, I think you might be thinking of, well, in response to a sound. You think?
Yeah,
you could be right.
I guess because I'm just wondering if that's the case and it's not human related. If it is, it like a natural thing they're trying to.
Yeah, does Ma do it?
Oh, yes. Interesting.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. I mean. Yeah, I mean, it's a good theory. I wonder if it, but nowhere in that research was it a hearing thing?
No, nowhere in that. And to be fair, this is only specific to dogs, all the stuff she wrote about.
Right.
So I really have not seen any research around, like, why do other animals do it? And I can't say that Rick doesn't really do it.
Yeah.
Why do we do it?
I don't know. We do it as like a social.
Well,
yeah, I think it's a social signifier for us where we tilt our head to mean, go on, kind of like, I'm interested.
Yeah, I like that. I also think it's just a philosophical, an anecdote of like, if you don't understand something, try looking at it in a different way. Could it be this way? Yeah.
You think dogs are just like really groovy?
Yeah.
They're trying to be like, whoa.
Exactly. Chill. I know, but like walk a mile in somebody else's paws, right?
Do you think that most dogs would play the bongos if they could?
Yes.
Obviously.
Alexis, we're here for serious questions.
I'm sorry.
Alexis, please.
I'll see myself to Renee's room.
Thank you.
That's really interesting.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry with all dog science. We don't have a harder answer. But these are the theories. I think the vision one is really interesting.
And I haven't heard that before. I like that a lot.
Yep. Okay, good.
Also, please send any videos or photos of your dogs doing this because it is the cutest thing.
It is the cutest. I think a whole other segment would be, why do we think this is the cutest possible thing in the world?
It really is.
Everyone agrees.
So, what are we doing here?
Cute. I know. Yeah. It's so cute.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank God. All right. That's the real science of it. Is it cute? Yes, we got to the bottom of it.
Science.
Ladies, yes.
Okay. Do
you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for My Mump Minute with Charlie and Rhodey. Hit it.
Hi, Renee, Allegra, and Alexis. This is Charlie from Rhode Island with a My Mump Minute about my pup, Rhodey. Rhodey is named after my home state of Rhode Island and appears on first assessment, according to me, to be a mix of a very chocolatey s'more and Dobby the house elf from Harry Potter. However, I call him many other things, including Stinky, Stinker Boy, and the Big Stink, even though he actually smells really great. Rhodey is a rescue originally from Tennessee, so when he saw snow for the very first time, he flipped out and attempted to catch every last snowflake as it fell. He was unsuccessful. But he's a highly proficient swimmer and is known to leap unexpectedly into any body of water we pass on a hike. He and my roommate's dog, Billy, a comically large black lab, are currently locked in a West Side Story-type rivalry with the neighbor's cats, who invade our backyard and poop everywhere. Rhodey used to be afraid of going for a walk, but he has overcome his fears through perseverance, hard work, and many bags of treats. Overall, he's an incredibly sweet little boy who always knows to snuggle up next to me when I'm feeling blue. Time.
Oh, Charlie and Rhodey, that was such a good My Mump Minute.
That was really good.
Oh, that was so good. Yes, hold on, there's photos. Let me show you.
Okay, good.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
He's doing the head tilt in this photo
that's
we're
true.
Seeing.
Oh, that's boy. Amazing. Rhodey, excellent work.
Perfect dog.
Got
so
a nice
cute.
Little bandana going for him.
Very cute.
Yeah, that's, wow. Rhodey, excellent work.
Yeah. No notes.
Also, our first dog named after a state, right?
Yeah. I was just thinking, how would I do that for Colorado? Rado?
Colorado?
Just Colorado,
Co?
I think.
Yeah. Colorado.
Do?
Rado?
Do.
Yeah.
Rado. Dodo.
I also...
Dodo.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Do that. It's
terrible.
The stink stinker, the big stink.
The big stink is so funny.
Hilarious. And then him explaining to his dog, I actually smell real good. It's just a fun name my dad gave me.
The big stink.
Hilarious.
So cute.
And that rivalry with a cat.
Very perfect.
Kiddo. I am so curious about snow to a dog who's never seen snow. I mean, same with humans, but...
What do they think it is?
It's got to be... Just the thing in general. Will there ever be a Mump Minute where I'm like, well, let me talk about Tug? Probably not. So here we go. You know those Christmas lights that they have that are, I guess, on scene on TV where they're just like lasers that rotate?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to like, oh, God, Tugboat didn't care for that.
Oh!
It's like 8,000 laser pointers all at once, and he couldn't catch one of them.
Oh, gosh.
It was real rough, but it's fun to watch them be like, what is that?
Yeah, because what would you think it was? It'd be so confusing.
Yeah. And I like the body of water splash.
Oh, gosh, that sounds... That sounds rough.
Yeah.
Every body of water they pass on a walk.
I have
walk.
No choice. That's what I do.
Oh, man. Sounds like a lot of baths probably happened to this dog. Well, great job, Charlie and Rhodey. And if you guys want to send in a My Mump Minute, just record it on your phone. It just has to be a minute or less. And you can send it to canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com.
All right. You guys ready to bring it on home?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go home.
Let's go home.
Listeners, you guys are just the best. That's
we it.
Should, yeah. I can't, just on an almost daily basis. I'm like, I don't know how we got so lucky, but you're terrific. We want to see pictures of your dogs. You can do that on social media or on Twitter and Instagram at CIPYD Podcast or on Facebook. Just put Can I Pet Your Dog in the search. We'll add you as long as what, guys?
You are not a
no
bot.
Bots.
No bots.
No bots.
No
I
bots.
Almost accidentally said that when we were doing the My Mump Minute thing.
Yeah. Just
I was
bots?
Like, I was ready to say no bots, and I was like, wait.
Wait, that's,
no.
I mean.
I guess a bot can send in My Mump Minute.
Line, we have a line.
Can they? Do we allow bots to send in their My Mump Minutes?
Hey,
they've got
no.
What if they have a dog bot they want to talk about?
Dog bot. My bot dog is so cute. All right, maybe.
Okay.
All right.
So I guess that's a nice, for all the bots listening who are just like, oh, I've been.
I can't get it through.
This whole time. Yeah. Like, you can send in a my.
Bot Minute?
Bot Minute.
Yeah.
But no Facebook groups.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
That's all right. I think that's a nice compromise.
Yes, I agree with you. In 2019, we're being more nice and more litigious. And also, a note to another
another note to humans, if you'd like to and you have the time, we would love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes, especially if you can rate and write a little short review. It really helps us out a lot, helps us bump up on the charts, and helps other dog lovers find us, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys, it is helping so much, and it means so much to us, especially because we've been around for a bit, and the fact that you guys are still doing
it. Ladies in the podcast world.
But it means so much because there's 8,000 podcasts coming out every day, so the fact that you guys are keeping us relevant is, I love you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And what else? Still happy 2019.
Happy 2019. Okay. Happy birthday if it happens to be your birthday. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. That would be really fun.
Yeah. I think it's great. And happy National Hat Day.
No, yes, of course.
To everyone.
Oh, I would love to see dogs in hats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank if you got that,
if the
let's
dogs
send
are
those
in.
Yeah.
Right.
Or if you can get that 3 second moment.
Yeah.
Right.
But
which I think you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just real quick. Try
homework.
When they're sleeping.
Oh, that's tricky. Yeah. That's real sneaky.
Just a. Toss it on there real quick.
Try not to get killed.
They won't know the wiser. and do explain it to your parking enforcement. That
it's National Hat Day. I plan to. Don't worry.
All right, you girls ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.